topic of on the Shalosh Regalim, there is a mitzvah of Hishtachava. It says in the pasuk, well, it's not Hishtachava. It's whenever a person goes to the Beis Hamikdash, we have a mitzvah of, let's say by Bikurim, V'hinachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha, V'hishtachavisa, you shall bow lifnei Hashem Elokecha. What exactly is the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah. The Torah gives a command that when a person comes to the Beis HaMikdash, when you leave the Beis HaMikdash, you are supposed to bow when you arrive. And in fact, it's interesting that when it comes to a Beis HaKnesses, I actually read this to you a week ago, I'll read you what it says here in the Hagoyos Maimoni. And the Mogen Avraham quotes this. When a person comes into a Beis HaKnesses, which is called a Mikdash Ma'at, we know, there's a concept of bowing down. And it says in Chazal, in the Rekeach, V'zeh L'shoyna, Hishtachavu LaHashem, Gidoylo Hishtachavu. It is a great thing to bow down, She'omar V'Hishtachavu. It says in the Pasuk V'Hishtachavu, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, V'loy Omar, this is the Pasuk of Hishtach, that's in the Kisavai, the first Aliyah of Kisavai is V'Hishtach HaVisa, but there are many psukim, let me just show you what it says over here in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Uchshayotzei mi Beis HaKnesses, the Ramah writes, when you leave the Beis HaKnesses, Oimer you shall say, Hashem Nacheini, guide me, the Goymer, Umishtachavo, the Yoitse. Bow down and leave. The Chosav, reading over here what it says in the Sefer, Chosav Bibir Hagro, Kimasha Chosav Mesech the Tomid, Bigmar Avoy Dosoy, the Hishtachavo, the Yoitse. That the Kohen Gadol, or for that matter, anyone who does avoid it in the Beis HaMikdash, when they leave, they bow down and they leave. The chayin muva b'sefer ha'yura l'rabbeinu yoyna u'chishe yisayim tefilosa b'beis ha'knesses yetze b'beis ha'knesses b'nachas b'derech kiriya. When you leave the Beis ha'knesses, you walk out backwards and you bow down. And he writes there, v'zeh ma sh'oylem noyhagim, this is the custom, k'she yetze b'koysel ha'maravi b'yetze b'derech ha'shtachava, you bow down while you're facing forward. Period. Okay, now, there are more psuk in there. Many psuk in Tanakh that talk about this principle. The one that I really want to focus on is not what it says in the Chumash, but what it says in the Nusach HaTfilah. Umibnechato einu golinu me'aretzeinu, v'nisrachaknu me'al admoseinu, v'ein anachnu yicholim la'alois, to make aliyah l'regel, v'leiro ois, and to appear in the Beis HaMikdash, u'lehishtachavois lefonecha, and to bow before you. What exactly is bowing all about? So obviously, the bowing is something that we do in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Bowing is an act of respect. But what I'm suggesting is, and I'm not suggesting, I think it's pretty clear in the Poskim, is there is an art, there's a lost art today that is very hard. So it's extremely difficult art, and that is to say goodbye. I think Rav Meir sent me something very interesting about a week ago. He sent it to the Kol Chat. He put it on the Kol Chat again. Is when you leave Zoom, people have a hard time leaving. Goodbye, 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 goodbye. When the shir is over on Zoom, it's very awkward how we say goodbye to each other. We don't want to be rude, but we got to go. Got things to do. But if we leave too quickly, it's a bit rude. Now, the truth is, when you go to a regular shir and shul, you go to daven, and you also leave. It's also a little awkward to say goodbye. I'm assuming that because we've been doing this our entire life, we've developed a technique. There are conventions of the way we do things, so it's not so... We don't consider it to be bizarre or awkward. But when we are introduced into a new setting, a new environment,
a virtual environment where we say, all of a sudden we're now presented with the awkwardness of how to say goodbye. Now, if you really want to learn what it means to say goodbye, you can't do this now in the middle of this crisis, but in the good old days, if you go to the airport and you watch people say, you could watch the whole day, you can sit there and you can watch how people say goodbye. It's very common. You go to an international airport, people are going off to another world, and the families come to escort their loved one to the plane. And before they go into the TSA, into the security check, you know, so you have to say goodbye. I remember very clearly as a child, very clearly, as we were able to go all the way up to the gate. Do you remember those days? Do you remember those days where there was very little security? And anyone who wanted can go all the way up to the gate. And when you said goodbye to your friends or your family, they were literally at the boarding gates, and the only thing was they have the ticket and you don't, and they go through the gate, they give the ticket to the person at the door, and there, but you there was no security, there was very little security. Today you can't even get near there. You have to say goodbye long before that. It's very interesting.
That was the shidduch dates there too.
Right, that's right. It's a very difficult. It is a very difficult. It's very fascinating.
On the highway, they have a sign: kiss and fly. When you go to JFK,
yeah,
there's an exit: kiss and fly.
That's where you have to say goodbye.
There's no time for anything. You got to just go.
That's
it.
That's it.
No pull up for nothing.
It's a very, if you sit in the airport and you watch, it's amazing to watch. The diversity, the emotion, most people can't deal with it. They really can't deal with saying goodbye, and they don't. They just, I don't know, it's hard. It's an extremely challenging experience in life to say goodbye to a person. And this is whether you're saying goodbye to a person who's dying, Rahman al-Utslan, person, you know, like there are certain horrible stories. Like they had this now, where many parents, many people were taken away by Hatzalah, and Hatzalah basically said to the family, "You're never going to see him again, ever. He's going to die. I mean, the chances are not very good, and you're not coming to the hospital. You're not coming. You're not going with us. You're staying put. And how do you say goodbye? It's really, really bad. It's really, really rough." Especially when you can't even say goodbye in the best of circumstances. So how do you say goodbye in the worst of circumstances? Does the Torah deal with such a principle of saying goodbye? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. The Torah says to Klal Yisrael, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, there is a mitzvah of hishtachava. You know what the mitzvah of hishtachava is? Learn how to say goodbye. When you come to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring your korbanos, oil astria, the chagiga, you bring bikurim, you bring the maizrois, and when it's over, you don't just leave. You don't just leave. You have to say goodbye. And the way you say goodbye to Hashem is v'hishtachavisa lefnei Hashem Elokecha. The hishtachava is not the avoida. The avoida is to daven, to bring korbanos. It's not so clear, but more or less, the more you go through the sugyas, you come and you see that the word v'hishtachavisa is used in the most prominent sense of saying goodbye. Okay, when you see Shemona Esrei, Oise Shalom Bim Ramav, you're supposed to be in a bent position. The way you're supposed to say, you're supposed to bow all the way down to your waist, and then while you are in a state of being bowed, you take three steps backwards. And then you go to the left, and then to the right, and you're done. That means it's an elaborate bow. You bow. You continuously bow. You bow first, and while you are in a state of being bowed, you walk backwards 3 steps, and then you turn to the left and to the right. You're continuously in the bowed state. That's the proper way to do it. Because you have to learn in life, you have to train yourself to learn how to say goodbye. And the Torah gave us something to do. You know, it's always comforting when you have what to do. Achmanos, people are on avelos, so they go crazy. Go to your mind. So what did Chazal do in order to help people cope with mourning? They gave you what to do. They gave you. I've seen this so many times. Achmanos, I've seen so many times people who are experienced terrible things. And where is their comfort? Where do they derive comfort? Are we still here, or I lost you? What happened over here? Do you hear me?
We're here.
Okay, you still hear me?
Okay. Another thing.
Mr.
Miss didn't take the antibody test.
Right. Wait.
Why?
One second.
Somebody's not muted.
Mr.
You need to mute.
Mr. Barth, turn on the mute. I can't see anyone because I myself got lost here.
All right, I'll speak. Take another.
I can't see anything over here. I'm just gonna have to hold that. I can't. I'm operating here in the blind. So just bear with me when we finish up this principle, and that is a person. Now here we are. A person has to learn how to say goodbye, and that is the avoida of the hishtachavisa. The hishtachavisa is not stam. Okay, you bow down. The Torah is teaching us that in life there is value in learning how to say goodbye and how to do it correctly. And at least a little hint into the psychology of what is productive in dealing with this principle is hachna, is to bow. What do you do when you bow down? You submit. I humble myself before you. The way you say goodbye is not to say, I am independent, I am standing strong, and I'm... The way you say goodbye is acknowledging that I'm always under your guidance, your influence. I submit to your authority. That is what the Torah is megala, is the approach a person has to express when you say goodbye to someone. So if you're saying goodbye, let's say, to a parent, you're going to Eretz Yisrael, a young boy, he's going to learn for a year in Eretz Yisrael, he says goodbye, what is the emotion? The emotion is, listen, I'm leaving, but I will do whatever you want me to do. I submit to your will. That is the proper Torah approach to goodbye. It's not, I'll kiss you, and I'll kick you, goodbye, good riddance. Acknowledge, you are the boss, I submit to your will, and just because physically I am traveling a far distance, I am here to serve. I'm here to serve your will. When you read the words in Shemona Esrei coming up, you know what the Churban is? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We don't have the opportunity, La'alois, to go to Eretz Yisrael. We lost out. V'le'ra'os, the going is also an experience. Just to go, there's so much Torah on this, on the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. The experience of going is the mitzvah. Not just being there, being present. Jackie Mason says 98% of life is just showing up. No, he's wrong. It's going, showing up, and also saying goodbye. Okay, Jackie Mason is wrong. He's dead wrong. His famous words are, What does his words? Most of life is about showing up, just being present. That's wrong. Life is about going, showing up, and also the experience of saying goodbye. When we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, look what we are missing. V'ein anachnu yicholim la'alois to go, v'lei ra'ois is to participate, u'lehishtachavois. You know what the Churban has brought upon us? We have lost the ability to say goodbye. That's not the Pasha Pshat. If you'll ask the average person what these words mean in the Shemona Esher, they're going to tell you, you know what the Churban is about. The Churban is, we're not able to go to Eretz Yisrael, Elal, and we're not able, V'leiraos, to be seen there, and we're not able to bow down before Hashem as part of the service. No, that's wrong. Bowing down part of the service is included in Valera Ois. When it says here, we're not able to hishtachavois, means that because we don't have the Shechina, we've lost the ability, the art of saying goodbye. 3 times a year, we say goodbye. Of course, Hashem is everywhere. You know, Hashem doesn't go anywhere. Hashem is not going anywhere. Hashem is wherever we are, Hashem is present. But it means that the intensity of the Hashras Hashem, Mr. Klein, why are you holding up a knife to us? Heshi Klein, you're holding up a knife. You're holding up a knife to us. You think I'm not watching everyone? I know, I'm just joking. So we lost that art. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Enjoy. Enjoy, it's a beautiful day outside. Get some fresh air. Take care.
Thank
Have
you.
A wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good day, everyone. Have a good day.
Bye. Everybody bow.
Everybody bow. Genuflect.
Genuflect. Mayor, what's doing? Mayor. How you doing, Mayor?
I don't know, my system died.
And she Gladys trying to say goodbye.
In the middle of Zoom, it just...
Mr. Glad, have a wonderful day. Be well.
I have difficulty saying goodbye, but thank God we have a share in the tefillah tonight at 7:15, so I don't... So it's the partial goodbye, a shtickle goodbye.
Okay.
Rabbi Levine, thank you for the photo. I don't know where you got it from.
I got it from the source. Pinchas himself sent it to me.
Okay. Very nice.
Okay,
thank you.
It's a beautiful picture.
You know where they are, right?
Yeah, I sure do. I heard they love it up there.
It is, but yeah.
Okay, enjoy.
Might have got on a horse, I hear.
Yeah, they have horses there. Pennsylvania. All right, enjoy. Just enjoy. Okay. Very good. Mayor, what's new?
I don't know why Zoom fucking just shuts down.
What shuts down? Your phone?
The joiner comes right back without.
You have a weak signal, probably. You probably have a very weak signal. That's what happens. You have a weak signal. The signals are not steady.
I'm in the hospital.
So they're giving you a free Wi-Fi in the hospital. Well, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
You have a very weak signal there. They're not giving you a strong signal. And I ask you, how are you? You changed your background. You changed
what?
The background. You're no longer in California. Where are you now?
No, I moved it. That's Alaska. From my last year Alaska trip.
Ah.
Just shows you how green everything is.
It was summertime.
Well, there's 22 hours, 23 hours of sunlight, so everything grows very fast and very tall.
That's very interesting.
Then winters in the winter.
No, on one side of the road you see ice, on the across the street and everything there's tall green trees, and the other side there's ice. It's amazing, because it's where the sun shines.
Unbelievable. The Nefloyes HaBoyrei.
I just spoke to my youngest son. I just spoke to my youngest son.
Yeah.
I asked him, you want to shul tomorrow? He says, oh, no, I'm not going at all.
Okay, that's right.
Yes, because he says, I won't take a chance.
That's right, 100%. To each his own.
My Corey asked me when I'm going to open the shul. You know, he's young. He's in his 20s. So he asked me. I said, be Mama said.
No time soon. No time soon.
I said maybe after Shavuos. I mean, because who am I going to get to come to shul? We don't have more than 15 people anyhow. We have social distancing all the time. Before the migration, we had social distancing.
I spoke to my sister-in-law from Israel yesterday. I said, I passed the phone to my wife. I said, you have to wear gloves and a mask and social distancing to speak to my wife. She says, is 6,000 miles enough for social distancing?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. It's very dangerous. It seems this social distancing is very dangerous. Somebody just told me, you could, yeah.
Yeah, one of the doctors said this morning that the people now who are getting sick are the people who remained indoors all the time and didn't go out because, you know, you don't use it, you lose it. You got to exercise. You have to. Or your body atrophies. That's it.
My son in Eretz Yisrael went today to the coastal with his new baby.
Yeah.
So they took it, sent me a picture.
Yeah.
There's no one in the background.
Empty?
Right.
They were up. Yeah. They were up by the and they take a picture, and there's no one there. Probably let only a couple of people in at a time.
Wow.
Maybe they were not allowing. I mean, they're monitoring who's coming and who's not.
They're not letting anyone into the country. Israel is not letting into the country. No one's.
The problem here in the United States is Israel is one country. And the United States is 50 countries under one flag. What's the difference?
We're
50 countries.
You know, I don't understand politically. What do people care what Trump takes? If he wants to take a poison, why are the Democrats yelling about it? They should let him take it.
They don't know what to do themselves. Nobody knows.
No one knows anything.
Looking for an edge. That's all.
No one knows anything.
That's it.
No one knows anything.
All right.
No one knows.
That's right. That's right.
No
Have
one
nice
knows.
Day, bye, everyone. Bye,
in
bye,
hindsight,
bye, bye,
no
bye,
more.
No one knows anything. No one
I'm
knows.
I'm leaving. I'm bowing and I'm leaving.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. Rabbi Isai, be well to all of you. Be well. Take care. Take care.